The story of this arch is closely linked with the name Ernesto Bonavoglia, a visionary and determined mayor. As soon as he took office, Bonavoglia decided to transform Grumo Apola according to the rigid rulings of the Bourbon era. The roads of the centre, once messy and swarming with hawker carts, were cleaned up. The merchants were moved to the edge of town. He ordered road sweepers to pass twice a day to keep the roads clean, and he banned the discarding of dirty water in the street. In just a few months, those returning to Grumo after years no longer recognized the town. The pavements were tidy, the market square was renovated, sewers were under construction, and new trees and plants adorned the town. One of Bonavoglia's most ambitious initiatives was to build a sports field, quite a significant project for the time. In 1928, an almond grove was reclaimed and the land was raised by a meter by piles of stones. It was then enclosed by an imposing wall and spectator stands were built. To complete the work, the architect Salvatore Dioguardi was commissioned to build an archway to the entrance. The arch was typical of the fascist period, characterized by elegant neoclassical decorations, statues, capitals and the phrase Campo Sportivo del Littorio, Lictorian sports field. Inside, a Latin phrase reads Per aspera ad astra, only through hard work can one reach the stars. Work was completed in 1929, the extensive expenses covered by public and private contributions. The sport field immediately became a source of great pride for the inhabitants. It was a symbol of modernity, discipline and ambition. Not everyone shared this enthusiasm, however. Some complained about the destruction of the almond grove and the excessive costs. Over the years, the sports field destiny was to change. After 1943, it became a detention camp for fascist militants of the Italian Social Republic, converting what was originally a place for young fascists to practice sport into a place of reclusion. Dioguardi's arch is testament to the dreams and ambitions of a mayor who wished to take Grumo Apola to the stars through work and determination.